Heat Nation, very upset. Heat fans are outraged. They feel as if Cooper Flagg was theirs and he was given up for ill-gotten gains by the Miami Heat in the playoffs against Cleveland.
I listened this morning, Huck. No one's saying Cooper Flagg's about to be LeBron James. This is crazy that people are getting so upset about Cooper Flagg.
Well, I also do not subscribe to the thought that just because the ping pong balls went Dallas's way, that it would have gone Miami's way. I understand the frustration, by the way. There, you can't, like, you had a, it, listen, you would have had a chance like Dallas, a 1-point-something% chance like Dallas, and they showed you that sometimes and you can argue whether it was rigged or not. I'm certainly not a subscriber to that, but we'll talk about it.
I know what direction you were headed, but if you would go conspiracy theory.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, Ernst & Young, by the way, is one of the most famous accounting agencies of all time. The fact that they would wreck their reputation to fix ping pong balls for the NBA. And by the way, the NBA is a really successful billion-dollar company. That's the part I always get hung up on. They don't need any help. What on earth help? Like, the league was fine when Luka was in Dallas. The league was fine as Luka's in LA. The league was fine when Wemby got to San Antonio. The league, I'm sure, would prefer Giannis to be out of Milwaukee. And it is what it is. But I know people do believe in that stuff, and it's fine. You're more than welcome to. What I do find a little bit intriguing is, because Heat fans don't think this way, if you would have, not saying tanked, I'm just saying not recognized when Jimmy was gone, that it was a lost season, and allowed it to play out as a lost season, would you have been better off than what ended up transpiring, which was 2 road wins in the play-in and then an absolute thrashing at the hand of the Cavs for 4 games. Like, you know, but Heat fans and Heat management don't think that way.
Yes.
It's convenient to think that way now when Dallas is all excited that miraculously they've ended up with the number 1 overall pick, because even if you don't think Cooper Flagg is the next LeBron, there might be a team out there that does, and now you've got the ultimate bargaining chip.
Draft equity, assets, whatever. Yes, for trading, and now you got a guy like Giannis. But you can't, and I've said this before, you can't sell culture and then obviously tank. Even Pat agreed. What was that? What year was that? Solana brings it up. 17, 15, whatever that was, when we did tank. We knew we were tanking, whatever. You can't sell culture and continue to tank. You just can't do it.
And again, I'm not suggesting tanking. I'm just saying acknowledging it's a lost season because Jimmy's gone. And so, you know, you get Andrew Wiggins, but I don't know. Maybe you just, I don't know. I don't know what you the play, answer is. Maybe you hold you a play, fire sale play, back then.
No, you play Terry Rozier. That's a guaranteed loss if he was in the game.
Play Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson. Put a lineup out there of Rozier, Robinson, Hero, because now you still only have one defender out of the 3. Rozier, Robinson, Hero.
Who's the one defender?
I'm giving Terry Rozier the benefit of the doubt because he's not giving you any offense. Anyway, Heat fans are outraged. I am outraged by Matt Mervis. This guy is absolutely killing me. He's killing me. He is killing me. Now, I figured if I can just get through this revenge series with the Cubs, because I can't not bet them during this revenge series. But then I'm watching the game last night, and Kyle Seeloff was quick to remind us that the Cubs are now coming to Miami after this. And so there will be another revenge series on his home turf.
Revenge got to end sooner or later, Hawk.
Well, it ended last night. I mean, there was no revenge last night. Is he in the lineup tonight? Does anybody know? Because you know what I did? I not only bet Matt Mervis to hit a home run and parlayed it with Jimmy Butler triple-double. He was so close, too. He was like 4 rebounds and 6 assists away from a triple-double.
He's slunking off.
He's ordinary. I said this when now he had 33 the other night, but I bet him the over the game before that, and I watched a really ordinary player play basketball.
Is it schematic? Because I watched it. I didn't know if it was schematic. But when I continued in the second half to watch Draymond Green run the point and do all the ball handling, I was like, isn't this supposed to be Jimmy when Steph is out? Jimmy's supposed to be the main piece of this offense. Steve Kerr must not think Jimmy is as good as some people think Jimmy is, honestly. I was watching that game last night.
And Jimmy can't say anything now. He can't pretend like the
you're not
the
Robin. You're Poison Ivy. I mean, I don't know what character you are, but you can't be Robin after how you played.
But Matt Mervis. So not only did I bet him, you know, to hit a home run, but I had him just to get a hit. I bet him just get a hit because I figured, you know what? Mervis is a streaky hitter. So he got his first hit in a while the game before. Had a base knock. So I said, you know, he's streaky. Nothing. Just nothing. I don't know if he's playing tonight or not. I hope that he doesn't, to be quite honest, because it saves me money.
No such thing as streaks, Hawk. Only streaks I believe in is draw streaks.
Anybody want to talk about the Knicks?
That little light-skinned boy can play basketball.
They're the favorites to win the East. I mean, this Knicks team, Solana, I don't know what you're going to do with them, but the Knicks, man, the thought that the Cavs were a great team and the Knicks were a wildly overrated team, everything seems to be crumbling in on you. And now Dallas got your pick. Everything's crumbling in on you. Solana.
I need an update. Do we hate Boston or New York more?
Right now,
don't
New
waste
York.
Your time hating Boston right now because it doesn't matter.
I can take pride in that one.
There's no, don't exert any energy on them.
Yeah, yesterday sucked, man. Because fine, don't subscribe to the notion that if the Heat had the 11th best odds, they would have had the number one overall pick, despite the fact that Miami actually would have had a better odds. Dallas only had 1.7% chance. Miami would have had 2% chance at getting the number one overall pick. Fine, but I still didn't feel good after the lottery yesterday. And then on top of it, Knicks fans are flooding the streets of New York, celebrating.
Man, they're excited, man.
What is now inevitable, a New York Knicks Eastern Conference Finals appearance. Oh, I am sick to my stomach right now with the fact that that franchise looks like they're going to go play in the NBA Finals. And if it's not them, it's the Indiana Pacers. Oh, just sick to my stomach.
Which, by the way, if you think that the NBA fixes stuff, you might as well punch the Knicks ticket because if they can choose which team would end up in the NBA Finals, it ain't going to be Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers.
Man. Yeah, OKC is what they want to push. Big following.
What a weird twist of events took place yesterday in the NBA. We don't know if we're coming or going anymore.
I asked you yesterday this. I don't know if I'm being, you know, crazy about because it happened with recency bias. This is probably one of the craziest playoffs I've ever seen.
I don't know.
That was queen cheese. This is one of the craziest NBA playoffs I've ever watched.
Was that Gnarls Barkley song, Quasi? I mean, if I did it, there'd be a song by the 4 o'clock hour.
That was queen cheese. I don't know why that W comes out for that R sometimes.
Actually, sour cream. It wasn't cream cheese. It was sour cream.
Sour cream.
Oh, no. Why does that W jump in front of that R sometimes, Hawk? I don't know.
Mike Cugno is going to join us today. We have a special guest in the 3 o'clock hour. There's a Dolphins super fan. If you're on social media, you know him as Big E. His name is Ian Berger. Super nice guy. Unbelievable Dolphins fan. But he's going through a health nightmare. A health nightmare. And we're going to try to bring some attention to his cause and what he needs and probably bring a little bit of a spotlight to not just his issue, but others who are in desperate need of organ donations. Every now and then we try to do something good with the power of radio. And today we will try to do that. He is a super fan of the Miami Dolphins. Big E is going to be on with us today during the show. We also have another pair of tickets to see The Who. You heard of The Who?
Who?
They're coming to Amerant Bank Arena in August. It's their North American farewell tour, the Live Nation show, and we've got tickets every day this week. We'll give away a pair of tickets for that today, sometime before 6 o'clock. And a lot to get to today. Today is Pusha T's birthday. A big, big moment for the show. I texted Jamie Eisenberg this morning that it was Pusha T's birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Hey, Hawk, if you think about pushing me, I want to see you push a T.
Is that one of his lines?
That's a Kendrick Lamar line.
Ah.
Yeah. Maybe Jimmy will play my song, but he never plays my stuff. So, yeah.
Well, nah, more Motley Crue and stuff, Jimmy. You killed it with the first song. I'm with you. I'm with you all day, baby. Jimmy, call Jamie Eisenberg and ask him how he's celebrating Pusha T's birthday. No, I'm just teasing, Jimmy.
We got to get a cell phone company or somebody to sponsor that. I love Jimmy call. I love that.
Oh, my second. God.
We've got a KFC news nugget, if, you know.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to practice how you would talk to the KFC employee, Jimmy.